There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power. Come on. Jesus. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power
in the name.
We know where it is to break, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say, break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. So break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. So break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Say there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
Oh, yeah.
There's an army rising up.
Oh, there is an army.
There's an army rising up.
Break every chain. Oh,
God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed.
Give me vision.
Give me vision. See things like you do. God, I look to you. You wear my help. Give me wisdom. For you know just what to do. Forever all my days, when I'm so
I am your
No time to die and Lazarus died.
The reward of the soul, the return that please bring me water. I'm imitating this fire. In the name of the Lord, rooted and grounded by the Holy Ghost. And if you want to go to heaven, just be rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded in the name of the Lord. God is still with your
Good morning, brethren and friends of the Holiness Christian Church, 975 Burke Avenue. I am Deaconess Beverly Brown, your moderator for today's divine service. So glad you're here. So glad you're here. The fellowship is sweeter. The fellowship is even sweeter knowing that you're here. I just want to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, and you know, if the Spirit is speaking to you and you don't obey, you become tormented and it doesn't sit well with you. So it has been placed in my spirit, not my own spirit, but the Spirit of God, that we should find a space in our home, not in our bed, but just find a space in our home to prepare ourselves for worship. The song says, find a space for what you treasure. Make time for what you choose to. So create a space right now for God to work, for God to move in your life. If you're a hat person, put on your hat. if you have a sleeveless dress on or something, throw on your scarf or throw. Get your family. Invite them into that space so they can worship. Don't sit in your bed. Sit on a chair or around your table. Have your Bible. Turn your house phone off. Turn your second cell phone off. Put your phone on mute. Create that space. Make this space a holy ground. Turn on the stove. And prepare yourself for worship. Remember, this is holy ground, and we're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. Throw your hands up in the air if you want to worship. Sing the highest praise, hallelujah, to the King. You don't have to be at 975 Burke Avenue to be in that space for worship and praise. It can be your home. At this time, we're going to invite Sister Lloyd Dean, the leader of the praise and worship team, to come on with the praise and worship songs.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let us all just get into the mindset of worship. God of Abraham, God of covenant, we come before you to give you thanks. We come with a spirit of appreciation and thanksgiving. Even though some of us are mourning today for our loved ones or just mourning for the world, God, we know and believe that you are still in control of all things. You hold everything in your hands. You are a God who heals and you are a God who delivers. So we come before you today holding you to your promises, God, because in your word it says you watch to see that your word is fulfilled, to ensure it comes to pass. And also in your word, God, it says that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we are trusting and believing in you. We pray you bind us together with cords that cannot be broken, and that whatever takes place today will all be for the glory of your name and the upliftment of your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We thank you. This is holy ground. We are standing on
Thank you, Sister Lloyd Dean. At this time, we're going to prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer, and we'll ask Evangelist Jean Bardwell to bring the pastoral prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come, thou Almighty King. Help us thy name to sing. Help us to praise, Father, all glorious, or all victorious. Come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Our loving Heavenly Father, we give you thanks this morning for the privilege of standing on holy ground. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to create our different spaces in our homes this morning to connect with our Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are everywhere and that, Lord, you are the same everywhere. Your faithfulness extends to all. Lord, we lift you up this morning. We praise and adore you. You are our mighty King. You're always victorious, and there's absolutely none like you. None can touch the heart like you. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for a new day, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings and mercies that come with this new day. We thank you, O God, for another privilege of connecting with our friends and brethren to give you praise, because truly you are good. Thank you for preserving us, O God. We have gone out, we have come in, and even those who are at home, you have kept us. Oh God, there are many who had to face the dangers of the day, had to be at the forefront. And oh God, we thank you for your preserving care. We thank you for your daily provision. We thank you, Lord, that each day, Lord, you have put food on our table. Lord, we are indeed grateful. Father, you see this terrible pandemic that we are going through. But we will continue to put our trust in you because we know that you are in charge. Oh God, we pray for divine intervention. We pray for a cure to this terrible disease. We pray that God, you'd instruct the scientists and the doctors, oh God, who are trying to find a vaccine. Lord, we pray that you'd grant them your help. They need your help, Lord. We pray for all the leaders, Lord Jesus, of every country in the world. Lord, grant direction. We pray for the leaders of this country where we live. We pray that you'd grant direction, dear Lord. We pray that you'd heal the sick. Oh, heal the brokenhearted. Deliver us, we pray, Lord. We pray that you'd remember our congregation here at 975 Burke Avenue. Jesus, we pray that you direct our leaders. We pray that you'd comfort the sad hearts of our people. You'd save the souls that are lost. And we pray, Lord, that those who know you, that our faith in you will increase during this time, oh God, so that we'll be able to shine for you and to be of help to others. Father, we pray that you'd remember the sick ones among us, those who are at home and those in the nursing home. Lord, our sister Thomas, our sister Dodd, our brother X-Doll, continue, Lord, to be with them. Continue to touch their bodies and make them whole. Lord, I pray for the bereaved among us, oh God. Lord, we know you are touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And so you understand, Lord, when our heart is broken, when our heart is in grief. We pray to remember our dear brother Isaac this morning and his family. Lord, pray that you grant them the comfort that they need right now. Remember Sister Miller and her family, oh God, who have lost loved ones. Be near to them, Lord, in a special way and strengthen them. Lord, we pray for Pastor Coke, Lord, and his family. Pray that you'd comfort their hearts, Lord. Remember the brethren at the Outreach Baptist Church. Be with them, O God, and comfort them during this time, O God, of grief. Pray that you'd grant your servant, Pastor Coke, the strength that he needs at this time. We pray, Lord, that you would bless this service today. Use your servant to minister to our hearts. We know the need of every heart this morning. God, we are expecting you, Lord, to speak to us and to deal with us so that, Lord, our coming together this morning, oh God, would be of great source of help. We'd leave feeling strengthened and, Lord, ready to do the Master's will. Lord, we look into your hands, Lord, to continue to direct. We give you praise and thanks for all that you have done and all that you will be doing. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Bothwell. This time we're going to prepare our hearts as we're going to ring out a well-known song, God Will Take Care of You.
Dismay, what if it's hard? God.
Hallelujah. God will take care of you. Doesn't matter what it is. In our grief, in our storms, God will take care of you. At this time, we're going to invite our General Secretary of the Church to offer the welcome and announcement, Sister Nadine Lindsay.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday service. Greetings to Pastor Alvin Newton, Reverend Bardwell, and all the leaders. My very special greetings to all of you who logged on to worship. This could not be successful without you, and we appreciate your presence. I pray that you all will leave feeling blessed today. Please continue to pray for those who are sick in the hospitals and at home, and for those of you living with or overcame a positive COVID diagnosis. We give God thanks for your lives. We do not take it for granted that the flock is still together as of right now. Please note the following announcements. A reminder that our baptism service that was canceled will be rescheduled as soon as is feasible to do so. Praise Fest for 2020 has been postponed until 2021, but Brother Eric Brown continues to actively plan for this event. Sister Kanika will be posting the schedule detail in the prayer meetings for this coming week. I am reinforcing the request for prayer for Deacon Isaac, who lost his father, Pastor Coke of the Outreach Baptist Church, who lost his wife, Sister Lorraine Miller, who lost family members in Florida. Please keep them in your prayers as they go through this very difficult time. On a happier note, I'd like to extend happy birthday greetings to Dr. Beverly Brown. Dr. Brown, may God grant unto you many more years that is filled with good health, peace, and joy. A brief health talk from the wellness team. This week, I'd like to share a medical trend with you. Many people who are admitted to the hospital who die are doing so because they're coming in with their symptoms at a severity level. So when they come in, their prognosis are poor. I'd like to implore you all, my brothers and sisters, this morning. I'd like to implore you all, please take care of your chronic conditions. If you have diabetes, take your medications and monitor your blood sugar. If you're sick, as I said last week, please take your medications unless your medical provider tells you otherwise. If you have high blood pressure, take your meds and monitor your blood pressure. If you have high cholesterol, take your meds if you're on meds. Watch your diet and do exercises in your homes. If you have thyroid issues, high or low, take your medications as prescribed. If you have asthma, epilepsy, GI issues, please take your medications and follow the directives given by your medical provider. Avoid getting sick from things that you can control right now because the hospitals are stretched. However, if you're experiencing or note that your loved ones are experiencing shortness of breath, inability to complete a sentence without taking a breath, and this does not include someone walking up some steps. When I walk up some steps, I cannot speak without taking a breath. I'm short of breath. That's not what I'm talking about. That breath. You cannot take a breath. You cannot complete your sentences. Chest pain, nausea, vomiting, sweating, feeling faint, feeling confused. Not necessarily all the above, but any combination of the above, please call 911. Please don't stay home and tough it out. Don't assume anything. Err on the side of false alarm. Just as importantly, please take care of your mental health. Nothing is wrong with you talking about your feelings or even feeling the way how you're feeling. You're not alone. Many people are stressed. I have a colleague who went home this week and committed suicide. This is an RN from the ED at Gun Hill who is scheduled to graduate with his NP degree next month. The stress, the fear, the anxiety, and the depression are real. Please use the resources posted by Dr. Brown. Sister Denise Burrow and Sister Jasmine Farrell from the Wellness Team are also psychotherapists. Sister Samantha Fisher can direct you to great resources for the younger ones. These are people who don't talk much but are very good at what they do. You are not alone. Please take care of yourselves. Your lives matter and you're important. May God continue to cover us all. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Nadine, for those important information. May God continue to bless you and keep you and your colleague as you go through this time of great stress at work. At this time, we're going to ask our Deacon Leon Brown to prepare for the blessing of the tithes and the offering. And just a reminder that there are different ways that you can send your tithes and your offering to the church. You can mail your check. You can drop your envelope in the mailbox at church. You can also ask your bank to do a bill payment or send a check to the church from your account. You can also call our treasurer, Deacon Andel Brady, who will, you know, give you more information on that if you're having any issues with any of those options. Deacon Liam Brown.
Bless the Lord. Let us pray. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord God, you know exactly what we need, when we need it, and how our needs will be best met. Thank you for giving us the desires of our heart. You are the God of more than enough. I pray, God, that you will bless every person who has given freely to your work. Bless them, Lord, in a special way. Lord, even though we are not able to put it into the basket in the sanctuary, you have provided ways and means. Lord, I ask that you will just put it together. Rest your mighty hand on it and bless it. Bless it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Brown. At this time, in preparation for our pastor, Alvin Newton, I'm going to do a selection.
How many ways I
Hallelujah. Just want to thank Sister Stacy for singing along with me. Thank you, Sister Stacy. And just want to remind us that as we go through this week, please remember that God cares. Whatever lies ahead, we can be assured that God will take care of us, no matter what here besides. Remember, God has built a fence around us, and he will bring you safely through your stress. Ride out your storm. And we just want to apologize for the static, because due to the weather, we're having some issues, so we're getting a lot of static on the line. So we do apologize for that. And let us prepare our hearts and our minds for our pastor to receive the shepherd of God, Pastor Alvin Newton. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. God bless.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brown. Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We give God thanks that we have been spared and we have the privilege of another day when we can come together as his children to worship, to praise, and to magnify his name. The Lord is good. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. He is our strong tower. Let us continue to trust in him, to believe that whatever might come our way, our lives are in his hand. At this time, I just want to introduce to you the speaker for the day. Trust that your hearts will be blessed as you listen to our Reverend George Bardowell, who will come to us now with the word. Reverend Bardowell.
Thank you very much, Pastor Newton. A very good morning to all of you. God has been good to us, and so we have the need to just praise him and give him thanks for his goodness and his mercies, his love, and his care to all of us. And so this morning, as we come together to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, may we tune our hearts towards heaven. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, where we can obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. I would like to speak to you this morning from St. John chapter 14, from 16, verse 16 to 19. You know, in this time, when we are faced with such tragedy as we are today, everyone needs a friend, a true friend, because nothing can fill the void of our friendship. Money cannot do it. Wealth cannot do it. Fame cannot fill it. A true friend is better than anything we own in life. When something good happens to us and we are overwhelmed with joy, we need someone to share the joy with. And when we come upon hard times, difficult situations, sickness, disease, and death in our family, we need someone to help us bear our burden, someone to console us, someone to cry on, someone to lift us up, and comfort us. Jesus has proved himself to be a true friend. When he was about to leave the earth, he encouraged his disciples not to worry. He told them, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said to them, "I will not leave you comfortless." He wanted the disciples to know that he was absent in the flesh, but he was present in the spirit. And so he said, "I will not leave you comfortless." Let us turn to the scriptures in St. John 14, 16 to 19. I read, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also." Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful to you for your promise. You said in your words, "Because you live, then we shall live." And you promised that you would not leave us comfortless. So we are glad, Lord, that you're here with us today. You're present in the world, and you're present with us even in our home. And we are happy, Lord, to share with you in this wonderful fellowship. We pray, God, that as we look into your word today, we will be comforted. We will rejoice and share in the joy of sins forgiven, sharing the joy of the wealth that you have in store for us. Breathe upon us, Lord God of God, and come close to us. Surround us with your presence. Surround us with your protection. Build a fence around us every day. Help us to walk in the way that's new. And we intercede for your guidance, for your protection, for your leading, even in these moments of difficulties. We say thanks to you, Lord. We ask his mercies in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse 18, we see these words, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Sometimes we have friends who will walk away from us in times of difficulties. When everything is going well, they are with us. But when things get rough, they walk away from us. How painful it can be that are at your worst moments, your friends walk away and forsake you. But Jesus is a faithful friend who will not leave us. Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless." Do you remember Job? He had some very terrible moments. His friends forsook him and said the worst things about him. But Job had, in times, very loving. He gave very generously. But when things went down, they all left him. But you know, Job's faith never wavered. Job was strong in the Lord. He remains faithful to the Lord. You see, his faith was not based on his wealth. His faith was based in the hope that God has given him. In his worst moments, his friends left him. But with Jesus, it's different. He said, "I will not leave you comfortless." Amidst the turmoil, chaos, amidst our confusion, such as we see today, Jesus is saying, "I will not leave you as orphans or without a father. I will not leave you without a guardian. I will not leave you without a teacher or a guide. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you someone who can console you, someone to reassure you, and someone to cheer you along your life's journey." In verse 19, we see these words, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more." Just imagine two people walking, and one can see the Lord, and the other person cannot see God. Why? Because one person is trusting the Lord. One person has put his faith in God. And because you put your faith in God, you can see God in every situation. As believers, we see and we know what the Word thinks. The Word thinks logically. The Word thinks scientifically. The Word thinks economically. And so sometimes miss the spiritual relevance to God's truth. The world cannot see the invisible things of God. Neither can they see God. But the believers will see the invisible things of God. Some people only draw information and direction from men and the news media. But believers draw information from men, from the news media, from the Bible, and from the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. It makes the believer different because we draw information not just from what we hear in the world, but we are drawing information from the Bible. We are drawing information from the Holy Spirit. And that can make us this morning a different person. Jesus said, "Yet a little while, and the world see me no more, but you see me." We as believers can understand the workings of God in this present situation. We can see the love, kindness, generosity, helpfulness of God's people pouring out in the society today. We cannot calculate when the Lord will come. We should not use science to predict God's coming. And so, the Bible tells us, as the disciples were asked, they said, ask the Lord in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3. The disciples asked, "What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. So we cannot go by signs. We cannot go by signs and wonders and say, because we coming of the Lord. The Lord said, all these are the beginning of sorrow, but the end is not yet. We must be guided by the words of the Lord. His word, and we can only depend on his word regarding the coming of Christ. Hear the word of the Lord in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 6. But of the day and hour, no one, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. The days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of God, they were eating and drinking, making merry, and giving in marriage, even this day, that no one entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. And Jesus said, watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord is coming. So you see, we cannot go by signs. Jesus gave one thing. All that he said that we should do is to watch. For no one knows when the Lord is going to put in his appearance. We as believers should be guided by the word of the Lord and by the Holy Spirit. We should recognize that the Comforter, the Teacher, the Holy Spirit is here with us. He is here to teach and comfort us. He is here to lead us. He understands our feelings, pains, our speeches. And even when we are speechless, he understands. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, we read, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So God understands our very groaning. He understands our feelings. The Holy Spirit is here with us. And the Holy Spirit is here to guide us first before the Lord. Even in groaning, when we become speechless, he understands our thoughts. He knows the deep and hidden secret things of our hearts. He knows when we are doing well, when we are succeeding, and when we are failing. He knows when we sit down and when we stand up. God knows all about us.